Podcast being brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. If you're having a tough time sleeping, I highly recommend Fuel Up Rest. Go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy and order yours today.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sandy Show. Wherever you are, however you are listening, from sea to shining sea, thank you very much for being a part of the best part of our day. My name is Sandy. This is my wife. Her name's Trisha.
Hi, friends.
I'm still laughing about Straight Sugar.
Straight Sugar.
From yesterday. If you missed it, we were playing the song quiz yesterday, and we got an answer right. And the Alexa said, Booyah. And as soon as she said that, I don't know what made me think of it, but she said, Booyah. And I said, Booyah, Straight Sugar.
Straight Sugar.
And I don't know why. It just hit Trisha funny, and I took it as a huge compliment that it's now into her repertoire of fun sayings that she loves.
I had to go to the dentist yesterday. I got a perfect bill of health, and in my brain, I said Straight Sugar.
Is it replacing or just adding to light work?
Light work.
Where'd you get light work?
Light work, because I follow this guy on Instagram, Javino. Javino Health, I believe is what it's called. And there, he's in Britain. And he does videos, and he helps people work out. And he's all, light work. It's light work. And I've watched so many of his videos that it's become a thing.
Yeah. I remember, like, a lot of people, like, radio people say, you got to have a catchphrase. You got to have a catchphrase. You got to have something. And I've always hated it.
Yeah.
But it's so true. If you look back, it's what you remember from people going all the way back to our childhood.
Do you think yours is going to be Straight Sugar?
It could be Straight Sugar. I'm not sure. It might be.
I'm going to tell you this. If I saw somebody wearing a t-shirt that just said Straight Sugar on it, S-H-U-G-A, yeah. I'm like, where'd you get that t-shirt? I need that.
Well, maybe we'll do a one-off shirt.
Maybe so.
Maybe. We'll see. Trisha, what is the first thing that made you laugh?
Can't wait to tell my grandkids about how we all collectively agree to continue calling it Twitter.
Right. I read an article about something. Oh, it was about the cyber trucks and the problems that they're having.
Oh, yeah.
And I just saw them write, blah, 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 recently posted on X, parentheses, formerly Twitter.
Known as Twitter.
We don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to read that anymore.
Right. But here's the deal. People are still identifying it as Twitter. People still don't call it X. And I've said that. They've done is make the name longer. The name now is X, formerly known as Twitter.
But people that write blogs and articles and stuff, you don't have to put that in anymore. We know what X is.
I know. I still call it Twitter. I say we rebel and just call it Twitter.
The stories we love.
All right, we all remember when everybody piled on The Rock and Oprah for trying to get people to donate to the Maui Wildfire Relief Fund that they started. Even though they started things by pledging $10 million each, people thought it wasn't enough given their massive wealth, which I just thought was amazing. They also thought it was super tone deaf for rich people to ask for money from the 99%ers. I think that's insane too. Well, if this helps all you people who are haters, it sounds like Oprah and The Rock really put their money where their mouths were. A nonprofit that helps manage the distribution of the funds says they ended up raising about $60 million. And while 20,000 individuals and companies donated, the bulk of that $60 million came from Oprah and The Rock. They didn't say how much per each of them.
Right.
But the bulk of this $60 million was from them.
You know, you got to be careful with that. You get people getting a hard time for giving big money, they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to get it out of the starting a fund business.
Right.
Right.
And also what I like about this is you didn't hear any news updates about the Oprah the Rock or Oprah saying, look, we actually ended up donating this much. They kept quiet about it. They didn't bring it to everybody's attention how much they actually ended up donating.
The big fight over there in Hawaii is, and I don't blame the natives, is rich people coming in buying up the whole island. The Oprahs, the Bill Gates of the world.
I can see that too.
People like that. There's just no land left for the people that are from there.
Right. The people who have always been there. Yeah, generations
are living there. And then, God, those fires were so bad.
Horrible.
Awful stuff. But, you know, they gave a lot of money. So it's really kind of a weird thing. It's not a catch 22, but it's one of those you can't win.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
If they didn't do anything, then they'd be like, you have all that money. Yes. You didn't offer to help at all.
Right.
They can't win.
They can't win. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully they don't need to do that again, but you know they will. Was yesterday the beginning of a hot streak? Not like a heater in Vegas when you're at the tables. You just keep winning and winning and winning and winning.
You wearing the same clothes today that we were wearing yesterday when we won?
Same underpants.
Okay, don't wash them?
No, it's my lucky underpants. Don't do that.
I mean, I support you in that, but I don't support you
I read
that.
Somebody, it was on Reddit or something, some girl got called out because she didn't change her underpants at night.
Like the ones she wore all day long during the day.
She slept in them. She had no idea how gross she was.
She is gross. She's gross. She bathes.
She showers in the morning.
Ew.
Wears her underpants all day. Sleeps in them and then showers and puts on new ones. And she just got crucified on a Reddit thread. Mm. We play The Feud next. And your first chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 9 o'clock on Austin's 80 station, 103.1. Big competition. We go from teammates to competitors. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we were teammates and we dominated the song feud.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we did.
Today, we are competitors in our version of the family feud. I'll be Mr. Steve Harvey. Trisha will be the contestant. Mm-hmm. Oops, I dropped my cards. You ready to play? Let's play the feud. Here we go. Trisha, name an occupation whose members are sometimes linked to scandals.
Politicians.
All right. Name some advice that people give to newlyweds.
Never go to sleep mad.
Okay.
Which, that's crap.
Name something that runs but doesn't have legs.
A motor, an engine.
Can you be more specific?
A car engine.
Thank you. Name something you and your dog have in common.
We like to sleep.
Okay. And here is your last question. Name an animal people might be described as eating like.
A pig.
All right.
I feel good about my answers today, Sandy.
Oh, I bet you do feel good about them. You should, having taken a quick little peek here.
I did not take a quick peek.
Well, let's add them up. No, I said taking a peek.
I thought you were accusing me of taking a peek.
Cheating. Very defensive.
You accuse me of cheating all the time.
All right.
No, I accuse you of cheating all the time.
Let's add them up.
Okay.
Name an occupation whose members are sometimes linked to scandals. Trisha went with politicians. Yep. I'll let you know right now, it's the number one answer.
Of course it is.
45 points.
45. Not mad at that.
Second question was, name some advice that people give to newlyweds. Trisha, you want some other answers on these?
Yes, please.
Other scandalous things.
Occupations.
Actors, gangsters, lawyers. Name some advice that people give to newlyweds. Trisha went with, don't go to bed mad. It's the number one.
Yeah, it is.
22 points.
Oh,
other 22. Answers given. Wait to have kids, communicate, save money, and good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Question number three. Name something that runs but doesn't have legs. Trisha went with a car. It's the number one answer for 23 points.
23.
Other answers given, water, refrigerator, clock, and nose.
Your nose will run.
Question number four. How many do you have?
I have 90 points.
Dang, you're doing well.
Yeah, I am.
Name something you and your dog have in common. Trisha says, loves to sleep. It's the number two answer.
Oh, I was on a streak.
15 points.
All right.
Other answers given, crave attention, love food, shed hair. Oof. And the number one answer was to cuddle.
Cuddle.
Yeah. Your final one. What do you had? 100 and what?
105.
105. Your final question was, name an animal people might be described as eating like. Trisha went with the old swine.
The pig.
Eat like a pig. Number one answer.
That is
56 points.
Shut the door.
Other answers given, a horse, a dog, a bird, and a bear.
Mm.
How many did you get?
161. 161.
It's pretty darn good, Trisha.
It's very high number, Sandy.
I know. I think I can beat it, though. Stick around. Round two of The Feud is coming up.
Need extra cash in your life?
The $1,000 payday is back this morning at 9.
Hey, it's Sandy, and when you need a new roof, that is not great. But I'm going to tell you the person that you need to call. You need to call Hunter at Callaway Roofing, 512-690-1079. He's going to take great care of you, the best warranty in the business. And it doesn't matter if you're commercial or residential, they do both. They're licensed, they're insured, they're bonded, and again, free inspections and 24-hour service. Trust me, these guys are great. They pay so much attention to detail. They want that roof to last forever for you. Call them today, 512-690-1079. If you need a new roof, call Callaway Roofing, 512-690-1079. They install full GAF roofing systems. That number one more time, 512-690-1079. Call Callaway Roofing today. This is the Sandy Show, brought to you by Our Bank. We're transitioning from your bank to Our Bank is a breeze. For more information, go to www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Trisha, you never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
That's what Kenny Rogers said.
That's what he said. There'll be time enough for counting
when the dealing's done.
But you're sitting over there counting your money already in this this feud with your 161 points.
I feel very confident, very happy with my score.
Well, you've got a very capable opponent in me. I need to beat 161 points. That was Trisha's score. Let's play the feud.
All right, here we go. Sandy, question number one. Name something you might see in a haunted house.
A ghost.
Ghost. All right. Question number two. Name something that generally has strings attached to it.
A yo-yo.
Yo-yo. We're right on the spot with that answer. Question number three. Name an occupation Sylvester Stallone would be perfect for if he wasn't an actor.
A bouncer. Even though he's 5'4" or something.
Sticking with bouncer?
Yep.
Okay. Question number four. Name things that a very old man and a baby have in common.
Wrinkly skin.
Wrinkly skin. Wrinkly. And finally, name something done at a 5-year-old's birthday party that would be silly to do at a 50-year-old's birthday party.
Shots. No, other way around.
Yeah,
a 5-year-old's party that would be silly to do at a...
Something done at a 5-year-old's party that would be silly if you did it at a 50-year-old's party.
Pin the tail of the donkey.
All right.
I did not do well.
You don't feel good?
No, don't feel good.
All right, here we go. You got your calculator?
I'm ready.
All right. Your first question was, name something you might see in a haunted house. Sandy said ghost. Dude, number one answer, 84
Whoa,
points.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
I'm going to need those 84 because I got some zeros coming up.
You only need one more 84 and you beat me. This is not going well. The top five answers were blood, skeletons, dead people, and spider webs. Number one was ghosts.
All right.
Your second question. Name something that generally has strings attached to it. You were Johnny on the spot with yo-yo, not on the list. Top five answers were kite, balloon, puppet, marriage, and the number one answer was a guitar.
You know I'm real good at the yo-yo, right?
I know. I do. Anything involving a string, you'd like to do knots, you like to do string art, you're good at a yo-yo, I get it.
Yep.
All right, question number three. Name an occupation Sylvester Stallone would be perfect for if he wasn't an actor. You said bouncer, number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
21 points, though.
Oh.
It's a letdown from 84. The top five answers were a fitness trainer, bodybuilder, security guard, boxer. Number one was bouncer.
I'm 56 away from a tie, 57 from a win.
Ooh. Okay. Question number, what is this? Number
three.
Four was, name things that a very old man and a baby have in common. You said wrinkly skin.
Yep.
Not on the list.
What?
Not on the list. The number five answer was drool, followed by might wet their pants, no teeth, diapers, and the number one answer was bald.
Oh, man, that sucks.
All right, you got to get 56 points on this one. Last one. Name something done at a 5-year-old's birthday party that would be silly to do at a 50-year-old's birthday party. You said pin the tail on the donkey. Number one answer, Sandy, 37 points.
Oh, man, I fell just short. 142.
Oh, the other top five answers. Bouncy house. I don't have a problem with the bouncy house at an adult party. Bat at a piñata. Balloons having a clown.
Having a clown. All right. Trisha wins the feud. I don't like it.
I knew I would.
But facts are facts. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Like I mentioned just a second ago, that I went kind of down a history rabbit hole of things that happened on This Week in History.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a couple things that were really interesting. One of them happened in 1985. And in 1985, this was a really, really big deal. But in my opinion, looking back on it, it's hard to believe it was that big of a deal. But it's considered to be one of the biggest marketing mistakes of all time in business. And Dan Rather, who used to host the news,
uh-huh.
He was the Lester Holt of back in the day.
Right.
He reported on this.
Death and taxes and the picture of George Washington on the dollar bill. Those are among the few constants in a changing world. But now another of those constants may be changing. Coca-Cola is about to announce what it calls the most significant development in its history.
That was New Coke. Do you remember that?
Jeez, I do.
Can you believe Dan Rather did a story on that?
Right. We just did a story on Dr. Pepper coming out with a coconut flavor. That'd be like Lester doing a story on the coconut flavor, Dr. Pepper.
Right. And, but it was a big deal.
Yeah.
In 1985. I remember I didn't really care. I was like, whatever. I didn't drink that. We drank Shasta at my house.
Shasta.
Oh, yeah. We didn't buy the expensive stuff. We had Shasta Cola, the black raspberry or black cherry. That's what it was.
Yeah.
We had all the knockoff sodas.
They have all the good ones now. Your parents' refrigerator in the garage always stocked with the Cokes and Dr. Pepper.
It is. Boy, I drink more Cokes at my parents' house than I do anywhere else.
They have it in there. They have it stocked all the time.
All the time. Yep. Right. What else they have? Oh, they also have like Gatorades, all the good stuff. They must have got rich when I moved out.
They stopped coming to pay for you.
Right. But do you remember the Coca-Cola thing?
Yeah, it was a big deal. And I remember trying it, thinking I was supposed to think it was amazing and instantly being like,
Yeah, boy, the people turned on Coke in a hurry.
Yeah.
They were smart. They went back to the, that was just a great marketing campaign, a bunch of free publicity for Coke.
To make people love regular Coke again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in 2005, and boy, it feels like it's been a lot longer that YouTube has been around.
Mm-hmm.
But it was this week in 2005 when the first YouTube video was uploaded. And the title of it is Me at the Zoo.
Oh.
And in it, it's the co-founder of YouTube, Joib Karim, standing in front of an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. Now, it's hard to believe, based on this comment, that this was the genius that came up with YouTube when you hear what he says about the elephant.
Here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks.
Long what?
Trunks. That's what he said.
That's like saying the cool thing about a giraffe is its really long neck.
That's the guy that invented YouTube.
Wow. What's his name?
His name is Joib Karim.
Okay.
Jawedkarim. Boy, it just seems like a lot longer than 2005 that YouTube has been around.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I guess. I don't really remember it not being.
What do you go to YouTube for?
I go to YouTube a lot to figure out how to do stuff on my computer. Like if it's running slow, how to like debug it, how to clear stuff, how to check things. I use it a lot for computer stuff.
Right. I do a lot of computer stuff too. A lot of how-to stuff.
Yeah. I used it all how-to stuff. I used it to figure out how to fix that, that weather stripping on my car.
Right. Yeah. And is that held?
Yeah, it's held. I glued the hell out of it. That's never coming
Trisha
off.
Trisha was so paranoid that the fumes from the glue.
For the glue, we're going to make my car explode if I close the door. I was afraid that I had put it, on the sealant, the weather sealant strip.
Yeah.
I put it on there and then there was these big letters on the box. Must be adequately aerated, adequately aired out. Don't let the fumes build up. And I was like, so am I going to close my door? And then tomorrow morning when I come to get in my car, I'm going to open it and it's going to explode from fumes. That is what was happening in my brain.
So ridiculous.
Well, safety Sally.
So
safety Sally.
Stick around. We've got more coming up. Trisha's got the story we love in just a moment. What do you have?
We're going to talk about Tom Brady. Big event coming up for him.
All right. I don't know if anyone was paying attention to this. I certainly wasn't, but it was kind of news. Do you know that Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are not going to be in the new season of that 90s show?
Mm-hmm. I think they said they'd like to. I just read it recently. I think it's funny that you say Ashton Kutcher.
Is that his name?
Kutcher.
Ashton, it has a T. Ashton, he seems like Mr. Mila Kunis, though.
Yeah.
To me.
I mean, maybe. He just has kind of disappeared. He's just doing he has a bunch of other businesses and foundations and stuff. He's just They haven't really been out in the public eye a lot.
Yeah, here is now you got me all nervous.
Mila Kunis.
Talking about why they're not doing it.
No. I mean, we did our thing, and I think they introduced the son, right? Like, it was our son in the show. That was, yeah.
I didn't even know there was a That 90s Show.
I didn't either.
Sorry.
The stories we love.
All right, Tom Brady. He's getting the comedy roast treatment and a live special for Netflix. I think you've officially made it when you get a roast.
Oh, I turned one down. So some organization wanted to do a roast for me, and I said no.
I don't think I could do it. I think I could do the fake laugh a little bit at first, and then I think the more it went on, the more I'd get a little bit internally angry. It's going to be called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady, and it'll air May 5th, and here's what Tom says.
I got a big update on my Netflix roast. Well, maybe not big, because it's about Kevin Hart. He's going to be hosting it. So they don't tell me who else we got on the panel, but it's going to be a great night. And I play in the NFL, so I'm not worried about a bunch of comedians. Trust me.
Now, Tom's not real good at this.
It's bad.
Really? It sounds like he's reading it off a piece of paper.
Oh, I don't know. But here's the other. I'm going to watch it just because Kevin Hart is hosting. I love Kevin Hart. He's hosting it at the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California. It's part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. No guests announced. They have surprise panels. But it looks like that roast master, Jeff Ross, who's involved in every roast ever, he's going to be there because in one of the trailers at the very end, he's yelling, "We're coming for you, pretty boy."
You know Gronk's got to be on there.
Oh, I would think so.
Some of his teammates and stuff.
One of his closest teammates, right?
Yeah, Gronk could be great.
Yeah. Talk about, he's just the epitome of a meathead. And I feel like he would get up there and they would have to be like, "Easy, boy. Calm down. It's a roast," but that might be a little bit too much.
Yeah, you got to be a big person to take a roast.
Right.
That's for sure. Good for Jeff Ross. He has made a living at this.
Right. Isn't that a weird way for your career to go?
It is. It's really not officially a roast until Ross does it.
You're not big enough.
Right.
If Jeff Ross isn't at your worst,
exactly,
making fun of you.
Exactly. That's the story we love. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy, and we've got more coming up.
Hey, it's Trisha. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Order yours at fueluphydration.com/Sandy.